Welcome to Crystal Clear Finances, where we understand that finances can be confusing, but you don't have to face it alone, and you can have confidence for every financial decision. My name is Crystal Langdon, and I'm here with my co-host, none other than George Amador III. Hey, G, it's great to have you here.
Thank you. Always good to be here, and I'm super excited. Today, we are talking about something that I think is like the core of Crystal Clear Finances, right? We're going through July. Last week, we talked all about the stock market, some of our thoughts with where we're headed, what we've been seeing, answering a bunch of questions, even talked a little about cryptos. The week before that, real estate, how that ties into investments. And so today, we have to talk about impact investing.
I cannot go a whole month without talking about this because it fires me up, because we had our last webinar last month, and we've got another one coming up in September for those of you who didn't attend. And by the way, we did send out these really cool Investing That Makes the World Rejoice mugs for those who attended our last one. And I think we should do it on our upcoming.
Absolutely.
But I say all of that because when individuals come to these webinars, they're coming because they're like, what does that mean? Put your money where your mouth is. What do you mean investing as your values are? And when they begin to find out, gee, that they literally can line up their money with the way that they believe, it's game changer for them. It's life changing, because now they're realizing that the dollar that they had, that they were investing in a fund that probably did not stand in agreement with the way they believed or the values they have. Now they don't have to put that dollar there anymore. They can take that dollar back and say, I'm going to put it over here and be excited about what they own.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think you make no bones about it.
Nope.
We want to be and are being one of the best in the impact investing space in all of the Northeast, but I would say all the country. I mean, we're doing some serious, serious research. We're looking and diving deep into this. This is an arena that I really believe it's newer in the world of investments, but it is upcoming and it is growing really, really fast. I mean, the billions of dollars that are being transferred from certain industries into this arena of the market is huge right now. And this is something that I want to be on the forefront of. I know you do.
Yes.
I know that as Crystal Clear Finances, as the firm, this is something we care deeply about.
Absolutely.
Because it is something to where, as the world is demanding us to make a stand for what we believe in and our values, from the products I buy, the stores I walk into, the services I use, I am now, I feel like everything is inferring a political belief or a religious belief in what I'm doing. So we're looking at it, and culture is saying, well, make a stand.
Yes, it
They're saying, okay, we're going to make a stand, but guess what? So is our money, and so is our investments. And it's even more important that we understand how our investments are impacting those things. I may not walk into a certain store, but I may own 10% of it in my portfolio. And now I'm not really doing what I was supposed to be doing by making that stand, putting my money where my mouth is. And so today is a great opportunity for us to really dive into it. I know we talk all the time about it, but it's really important to, I think, talk really about why is this so near and dear to our hearts? Why are we bringing this out there? Economically, I think it's an amazing play. I think this is a great opportunity.
Absolutely.
But I also do believe that beyond the numbers, and we know, right, as we're getting closer and closer to the day Jesus shows up, we know that things may get darker and darker, and we can be that shining light.
Absolutely.
And the impact investing space is a great way to do it.
Absolutely. You know, there's so much that I just want to just talk about today. I admire a lot of economists. So I'm going to just back up for a little bit. And I watched this one gentleman who is a leading fund manager. His name is Bob Dole, not Bob Dole Duran, but this is a gentleman. He worked for a company called Nuveen. And so I have followed him for years. He would put out the top 10 predictions for the year, and he would nail it. He's about 80%, which most people say, well, it was only 80. I'm like, really? So you try. So 80, I mean, this guy was just spot on. I love the way he thinks. I was always on the calls reading this stuff. And so think about how established he is in his career, okay? He's older than me, so that means I've been in for 20. So yes, so he's older than me. And yet here he is in the pinnacle of his career. Gee. And he has made an announcement that he said, I am now leaving Nuveen, even though he's successful in what he's doing, because they're not faith-based. They're not values-based. This is what he said. And I am moving over to this other fund company because they are embracing values-based impact investing. And I want to use the skill sets that God has given me to help this generation. That's so powerful. And what's so cool is across this nation, just like you said, people are being asked, draw the line. Mm-hmm. In fact, the line is being drawn and you have to figure out where do you stand. Now, this doesn't mean that we get all mean and all vicious or anything. It just literally says, I have this money that I believe the scripture that says it is he, meaning God, who has given you, our listeners, our viewers, you and I, the power to create wealth. He's given us that ability. So if he's given us the ability to create wealth, G, then we must have good stewardship to decide where am I going to put that wealth. Now, wealth, a lot of times people say, well, I don't have wealth yet. Do you have a dollar? Do you have 5 cents? You have, anytime you have money in your hands, now we have a stewardship issue. And when we can begin to understand that there's a line there and we've got to start empowering the companies that are standing for justice, because our resources empower companies, and companies can take our resources, make better products, increase their influence, and impact communities. So if I don't like what companies are doing in my local community, why don't I go use my money to empower and increase the influence of those companies I do love so that they can have positive impact on my community? You know, the body of Christ, when we start thinking about it, there are things, I know I'm preaching, but there are things that we can be doing on a day-to-day basis that can have impact. I think about Inspire Investments, and we can talk about them in a moment. But here you have Robert Netsley of Inspire Investments, right? Those are ones that we use in some of our portfolios. He was just a regular financial planner, right? Just there doing the best for clients, loving God, gets up in the morning, prays, has his devotions, and then goes to work, helps his clients invest. I don't remember how he found this out, but he found out that he was helping his clients invest in something he 100% disagreed with, contrary to the word of God. And he says he remembers sitting at that desk in shock, realizing, oh God, I'm helping fund the very thing I prayed about this morning. He said that he canceled appointments for the rest of the day, went home to his wife and said, I can't do it anymore. Now, I can only imagine. Here she is. They've got kids. He comes home and says, I can't do it anymore. She's like, what happened in the office today? But he realized that here he's praying for God to change his nation, change the state, change his community. And yet he was funding the very things he was praying against. And so he began looking. He began looking out there. Who can I invest in? Where can I put my clients' money that has good stewardship? Because we're not talking about just put a fish on it, you know, and say, oh, this is a Christian fund. It gets no return. We're not talking about that. We're talking about quality. We're talking about stewardship. And so as he began to search, he found that there were none that he could find. Now, maybe there were, so I want to be careful, but he couldn't find any. And so he's like, well, Lord, I don't know what to do now. And the Lord's, well, make a fund. And he's like, what? Because you know how expensive this is. I mean, getting all the funds, and how would he do it? And he did. Not only has he done it, he's done the Bible Fund, the Bless Fund, the WWJD Fund. He's done the Global Hope Fund. There's so many that he just began saying, okay, I'll take step number one. And I'll do the first, and took everything, and they focused, and God's just been blessing. So as I'm seeing this, G, it so reminds me, you know, here I am, and I'm looking at our community, and I'm crying out to God and saying, God, what do you have for our country and for our community, for our state, New York State? Lord, help. And it was one of those things where I said, okay, if we are managing literally millions upon millions and millions of dollars here at Crystal Clear Finances, that means we have impact to help our clients, where we can either say, yes, you can invest in the typical status quo. Here it is. You're going to empower a company and they're going to do their agenda. Or here's option B, which should really be option A. Well, here it is over here. What are your thoughts? Would you like to do this? And one after another, clients are saying, yeah, I want that. I want that. People literally are calling the office and saying, I want impact investing. How do I make sure that my money is reflecting what I'm praying about in my devotions this morning? Hoorah.
It's really, really good. I want to actually bring something up on that point, because, you know, this is something, I mean, I've been tracking it. We've put the models together and been tracking. I mean, we're it's over $2 million worth of money that has moved.
In a short period of time.
In only a couple of months, that has moved over since we've really started being vocal about this. And, you know, it's interesting. One of the things I get all the time, I've had a couple of people kind of a little, you know, I would say hesitant on the, should I do this? How does it actually work in terms of like, what are the actual things to do? Mm-hmm. So I get this question a lot. Do I have to sell everything, right, in order to be an impact investing?
Mm-hmm.
The answer to that is no, you don't.
Correct.
So some people go, oh, I thought I had to like get rid of everything, open new accounts, start everything all over again. That's not it at all. In fact, mm-hmm. really what it is simply just looking at what you're currently invested in right now,
mm-hmm.
seeing the companies you're buying, right? If you're investing in ETFs or mutual funds or individual stocks, right, you're owning those stocks. And so when you look at those companies you're purchasing, well, that can tell you what you're basically supporting, mm-hmm. what you're relying on to make you money, right? And so now what we've done is we've built these impact models to basically show, and we can run this for you, a direct comparison. I overlap people's portfolios every day. I come in, what is your, you know, IRA invested in? What's your brokerage account invested in? We obviously have a lot of money managed here too that we mm-hmm. do this with. And we stack it right up against the impact
apples
models.
Apples to apple.
Go, hey, if you have the same exact risk level, so we're not changing your risk level, we're not changing the type of account, we're not incurring taxes if we don't have to. All right, mm-hmm. this is more of just, if I have these investments over here, right, and I want to flip to the impact investments, what are the things that I have to buy? What are things I have to sell? Do I have to rebalance my portfolio? So there's different options. And
you
can rebalance a portfolio for some people who want to just kind of get their feet wet. People are just doing it with new money. So
yes,
they're saying, okay, here's some cash, right, that I have in the account. Or here's new money that I was going to invest with you anyways. But let's put this in the impact model. Let's actually mm-hmm. go over here with that money so we can invest that way. Now what that's doing is it's actually allowing you to see in real time, right?
Right.
You can see, okay, here's my whatever funds over here. Here's my impact funds. How are we doing? Is it stacking up? And believe me, I personally have done the research. I know you have. We've talked a lot
yes.
about these models. They're good models. And you know, we're not recommending, we're saying you have to purchase these or mm-hmm. no guarantees in returns or anything like that. But when it comes to an alternative to an investment, right?
Mm-hmm.
If I can sit down and go, option A allows myself to align my personal values with mm-hmm. my actual checkbook, with my IRAs, with my brokerage account. Option B basically says, I just have to put money over here to hopefully get good return, but no values really are impacted or matter at all.
Mm-hmm.
Well, which one am I going to choose? I'm going to choose
right.
option A, because now I can have the double win, right? I can
yep.
have both sides of the coin. And so that's really important to me to have to understand, okay, I can do both things when needed. So, you know, the impact space, I did want to just bring that up because it doesn't have to be like this, you know, close accounts, open new accounts. Yeah, all or nothing. It has nothing to do with that. Simply for most people, it's a phone call of, what are the models? What are they investing in? Okay, come in, we sit down, we go through them.
Mm-hmm.
Is this something you want to switch over to? Great. And since we've done this, we've had, you know, millions of dollars already being moved over,
mm-hmm.
Which is awesome to see, because it's one of those things where we know
yes.
there are people out there. Our clients, we know our clients first
yes.
and foremost, but even those who aren't our clients yet, who are going, I've been looking for an alternative.
Yes, but they didn't know what it was called.
Yeah, they had no idea that there was even options. I remember talking to a close friend of mine who knows what I do for a living
mm-hmm.
and basically sat there and said, I had no idea I could even filter my
yes.
investments to, you know, to things like anti-human trafficking and clean water and clean air and, you know, anti-gambling and tobacco. Like, he goes, I didn't even know that was an option.
Yeah.
So it's like, yeah, no, absolutely there is. And it's great to see. And so I just want to bring that up because some people are on the fence and it's like, oh, I don't want to move everything. You definitely don't have
no.
to. Start with new money, rebalance a little bit, kind of see where you're at and kind of test the waters. We have no problem testing the waters
mm-hmm.
to make sure you know. For those looking for that alternative, Crystal Clear Finances has one.
Absolutely.
And we're really, really convicted and we stand by these models
mm-hmm.
to say we know that they are good investment options that are out there
mm-hmm.
that you can have as an alternative or as your portfolio that we're doing ourselves. So it's really important.
Oh, great point. And I'm glad that you said that because I want people to know it's not an all or nothing. You know, we're going to meet you right where you're at.
Yeah.
you know, if you're ready and you're like, hey, I'm doing this, I am full in, okay, then let's run because that's where we are. But if you're not there yet, it's okay.
Yeah.
Every dime that can go into values-based impact investing matters. And if that's where you're at and it's only a dime, then let's work with that dime. Because here's the deal. If companies are responsible for our culture, who's responsible for those companies? We are.
Yeah.
And so we have to be the ones that says, yep, this one's going to prosper, not that one. And we begin to put the our money where our mouth is.
Yeah.
Now, how do we do that? Well, let's take a 60-second break. Then I want to talk about the screening process. Like, where do they get that? Do they just say, oh, I want this company here? There's an actual method. This is proven. And then I want to brag a little bit on how the portfolios were put together because we've used proven models. And then let's go from there. So we'll be back in 60 seconds with more Crystal Clear Finances. Every day you choose which companies will have influence over the culture in your town. Every day the investments you own either support your beliefs or work against them. Every day you make that choice when you fund your retirement plan because companies are empowered through your investments. Your resources grow their influence. Choose investments that reflect your values. Impact investing through Crystal Clear Finances. Call 518-433-7181 and gain confidence for every impact investment decision. And we're back with more Crystal Clear Finances. My name is Crystal Langdon. I'm here with George Amador III, and we are a bit fired up because when we're thinking about and what we're talking about is impact investing, which is what drives me inside to say, hey, we wake up every morning, we're praying for certain things to happen in our lives, in our community, our state, and our nation. We can put our money where our mouth is. We can plan for our retirement, and while we're doing that, cause positive culture change. So right before the break, I promised our listeners and our viewers, which again, if you're not viewing us on the YouTube channel, you need to be. So please subscribe at the Crystal Clear Finances YouTube channel. But gee, I'd like to talk a little bit about the screening process.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. So the impact investment models, what we're doing is, let me start with what is our involvement as Crystal Clear Finances and what are the involvement of some of these companies we talk about like Inspire, Eventide, Crossmark, and others.
Mm-hmm.
So the difference comes into play with who's building the funds and then who basically manages the client portfolio. So there's a differentiation here. So who's building the funds? Who's looking at every single company, screening the company for the right things, and then saying, that's a good company, I want to put it in the portfolio?
Correct.
Those are the Eventide, Inspire, Crossmark, Praxis, et cetera, guys.
Right, because they're not meeting with clients one-on-one.
No. They're building the portfolio. So they're basically saying, okay, I like XYZ company. They fit into the screening process. From that point, they get added in, and that's where you're picking stocks. Just like a mutual fund manager at Vanguard, T. Rowe Price, American Funds, whoever, it's the same process, right?
Mm-hmm.
You have a mutual fund manager managing the fund, picking the individual stocks. Now, where do we come into play? We come into play to basically say, okay, Eventide or Inspire or whoever, which ones are good, right? Which ones have been doing
well?
Show
us your track record.
Show us a track record. I'm going to look at the track record, see which funds are doing what. What is the objective of the fund?
Mm-hmm.
Why does that fund exist? How is it performing? What is the underlying fee of that fund?
Yes.
How expensive or inexpensive is it? And is it worth putting in to an overall portfolio for my clients?
Correct.
So you and I have spent lots of time together going through all of these different mutual funds and ETFs.
Mm-hmm.
We're going through the funds to basically say, should we use this or should we not use this? Now, we don't use every single fund out there the same way you wouldn't use every single Vanguard fund or T. Rowe Price fund that's out there in the world either. Our job, because we know the client, we know you, the listener, the viewer, we know you, we know what's best in terms of what are your goals and aspirations for your money. So then I go and pick the right portfolio, the mix of all of those funds that works best for you.
Exactly.
So the role that we play here is we have put together five impact investing models. Mm-hmm. Why are there five? There are five impact investing models due to the level of risk someone is willing to take as an investor. Mm-hmm. So we have the 70-year-old couple that I work with, very conservative. They need their money today, but they need to invest some of that money as well. Hey, George, I'm going to use some of my money to live on. I need my required minimum distributions, et cetera, et cetera. Right. But I obviously need some money in the market to keep it growing because 70 years old, statistically live till 90, no problem, hopefully, right? God bless them. So we're going to always manage that. So that individual, much, much, much more conservative than my 28-year-old lawyer that I just sat down with who said, I'm not going to touch this money for a long time.
Yep.
I want to be as aggressive as possible with it. I love the impact investing. So put me in the impact investing model, but I need to be more aggressive. Well, obviously, I'm not going to put that person in the conservative model. So we've built these models at different risk levels, from super conservative to super aggressive and everywhere in between.
Mm-hmm.
Why have we done that? So now we can meet you where you're at.
Yes.
Right. If you're the type of client who's maybe in the middle of those two, right? Mm-hmm. Those are the extremes, but maybe you're in the middle, the moderate investor who says, I need some growth, but I also need some, you know, stability and some more conservative options in the portfolio. Well, we have a moderate portfolio that fits great. So the options really, and the idea behind it is to say, now we've built these portfolios for you, whether you're conservative, moderate, aggressive, or even in between those, to say, here's the funds that I really like. Here's the funds that have gone through the litmus test for us to basically say, these are the funds that I want to have. And now I've put them together, you've put them together and said, okay, here's what we're going to have out there as the crystal clear finances models.
Mm-hmm.
Now we manage those. So what that means is they need to be rebalanced. If a fund doesn't do so hot over time or we need to move something in or out of that, we certainly can.
Mm-hmm.
But the role of Crystal Clear Finances is to know you, to know what your objectives are,
huge,
to understand what's most important. And then my job is to go find the mix that works best for what you're telling me you want to do. And that's where the impact investment comes into play.
Absolutely. And what I love when you're explaining that is it's not just one company. It's literally whether we're using Eventide and then we're going to use the strength from that company and then the strength from the Inspire and the strength from Crossmark and the strength from all these, what we feel are the best premier impact investing values base, and then bring them together into one. That's so powerful. And then when a client walks in and you're able to say, here's where your current portfolio is, now let's just overlay ours. Well, we're taking the what we feel are the best in all the values based arena and comparing it to what they have. So powerful. One thing I do want to just clarify on, because a lot of individuals don't realize this, they think, well, how do the values-based companies, the ones that are actually picking the stocks, how do they do that? And one of the things to be aware of is that every quarter, companies have to do a public filing. They got to say, hey, here's what's happening. You know, you can hear that on the news. Quarterly earnings were reported. You know, they have to do those filings. So the companies that we're using, they'll go out and get those filings, put it through the screen and say, hey, this company was super profitable. Mm-hmm. And then they took their profits and they used it for all of these organizations. How do you like that? And if people say, no, then they say, well, then they're not going to be in your portfolio.
Yeah.
So that screening process, I really like that because it's screening each one. And the companies we use go back. So it's not just like, oh, they made it in the portfolio. They're there and they stay there forever. No, we're paying them. Part of the fees we receive is to pay those companies to say, hey, we need you to do this job every quarter. You update. And if there's anything that's released, like, hey, the company just made a statement, it's going to do this, or just going to host a certain type of parade or different things like that, they're aware of it and can say, hey, we need to get this under, you know, talk about this. Otherwise, it has to come out of our portfolio, which is why when we did that webinar, we talked about the fact that not only is it avoiding things that we don't want to support, but literally going to places and saying, hey, if if you're going to continue this way, that's your choice, right? Sure. We all get to have a choice. Yeah. That means all of us get to have a choice. All of us get to have a choice. So if they want to choose to go that way, that's your choice. But we also can choose to go another way. And so engaging companies to say, we want to invest with you. Will you stand with us? That's a whole nother part of impact investing. So I know we're going over a lot of information, but I think it's important that individuals understand that if companies are responsible for changing our culture, then who is responsible for those companies? It's us. Mm-hmm. And the way we do that is through impact investing, because when we invest, we put our money with the company to make better product, increase their influence, and impact communities. And if you don't like what you're seeing, you need to be looking where you're putting your money.
Absolutely. And it's important to understand, you know, wherever you spend a dollar, mm-hmm. right, you are making impact in some capacity, right?
Absolutely.
You're feeding somebody, you're supporting something, a cause, mm-hmm. whether you give money, whether you invest money, whether you spend money, your money has a ripple effect.
Yes. Right?
And investing probably, and I would argue, probably has the greatest ripple effect of all.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's not just money that you're giving to someone for them to use for one thing and call it a day.
Mm-hmm.
This is money that usually gets reinvested into a company that's figuring out a cure for a disease. It's for, you know, getting clean water to children in Africa. It's doing things that are beyond just, hey, make me some more dollars.
Right.
It's providing that impact. And so now with impact investing, right, it's not just, oh, I want to do this so I can give more to the kingdom of God or give more to the local church. In fact, you're not giving any money. What you're doing is mm-hmm. you're investing your dollars the same way you would in the stock market today,
mm-hmm.
just in an arena that is designed to be used for kingdom impact. And
yes.
that's important. We want to have kingdom impact in everything that I do in my life as a financial planner myself, with the when I stand before the Lord someday and be responsible for everything that I have stewarded, my clients and my own money and all of the things that I have done, I want to be able to say I was able to make kingdom impact that had a ripple effect across countries, across continents, and impact investing, as simple as it may be to just, hey, I'll change this investment to that investment, is literally doing that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's amazing to see the positive culture change that's coming. And like mm-hmm. I said, billions of dollars, billions
yeah.
with a B, are shifting right now. I'm seeing it with my own eyes,
mm-hmm.
moving from certain arenas and certain markets into these areas because people want to be behind a cause.
Yes.
People want to be behind something so much bigger than themselves. And impact investing is a very easy, practical way that you can get behind those things.
Mm-hmm.
while making you some extra money, and that's never a bad thing.
No, well, and that's what one of the, as we bring this to a close, I want people to understand, we're not talking about trading your retirement. We're not saying, hey, do impact investing and don't worry about retirement anymore.
Yeah.
No. We're still on track. We're still putting a financial plan together.
You're right. Absolutely.
I want to be able to stand before God and say, hey, I put together a great financial plan for them. And by the way, I used funds that also were kingdom funds, and it was a double win
mm-hmm.
that we were able to do both. So I want to make sure people understand that that's what we're looking at. We want that financial plan, and we're choosing to use impact investments.
Yeah.
Well, we are at the end of our time together. Whenever we talk about impact investing, it seems like it flies. But
yeah.
you know what? I want to leave with this thought. We were born for such a time as this. Out of all the times in the world, everyone who's listening to us, who's watching us, you and I, God could have said, I'm going to have you born at such and such time, but he said, it's today. And I believe that we're going to be part of that movement that shifts the tide, that allows kingdom investing to grow, that we literally are becoming the largest faith-based impact investing firm in the Northeast, and we are going to lead our clients and lead our listeners into making their money count for them, putting their money where their mouth is, and expanding the kingdom of God. Hoorah.
Good stuff.
So if you're ready for that and you want to experience that, then I would invite you to contact our office at 518-433-7181. Schedule that consultation. Let's start looking at this. And then, of course, join us again next week as we continue to provide financial clarity so that you can have confidence for every financial decision. Thank you, and God bless.
This program is for educational purposes only. We understand that finances are complex. Facing them alone causes stress, resulting in wrong choices, missing out on opportunities, and having to settle for a lower standard of living. At Crystal Clear Finances, our team approach focuses on providing clarity and confidence so you can make the right financial decisions.
Investment advisory services offered through Alpha Star Capital Management, LLC. Alpha Star Capital Management, LLC, and Crystal Clear Finances are separate entities.